going to start with the scripture today. 1 Peter 4:12-15 says, "Don't think it strange when trials come. They are really important. They're not just things to go through, but to grow through. That's what they're there for, that you may grow, mature, lack nothing. God is seeking to establish certain core character traits and values in you, so that you rejoice in suffering, for instance, and bless when you're persecuted and reproached and evil is spoken of you. You actually respond in the opposite spirit. You don't give like for like. I know something about you too. You don't do that. It's sometimes simply about learning the art of enduring under trial. Some tests are over more quickly than others. Maybe they're allowed to teach you patience. That's the purpose of trouble. Tribulation works, you fill in the blanks. Demonic oppression is there to teach you about power. Human opposition teaches you grace. Tension and difficulty teach you how to rest. And trouble, well, we all know what that's for. Endurance is a constant in this. You can't duck out or be rescued because you have to go round that particular test again until he's satisfied. He's saying, let me grow these lovely attributes in you. Stick with the process and you'll be like my son. We never develop the character he wants to bestow on us if we lose our grip on the maturity he's holding out to us. Patient endurance under trial. Wouldn't that be a place to come to instead of looking for the nearest fire exit? Endure hardness as a good soldier, Paul says to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Here we are with something else then. Hardness. No, thank you. But it's all part of the training, like fortitude. We are an army, kids, in training. Three steps here. Training ground, proving ground, and finally, battleground. You don't get time to be bored in this school, do you? Stick with the programme. We could be on manoeuvres tomorrow, you never know.